this one patch and planted the squash, and it's sub-irrigated with good soil, and they grew large and got frost. But we moved them into the barn where they wouldn't freeze. And I know once he hauled a load to Julesburg, he used to laugh about it. He said he tried to sell to the stores, and they said they wouldn't buy any, so he just started going from house to house. Well, there's one man that he knew at that time, maybe you knew, Charlie.
Yeah,
I
remember.
He probably died years ago.
I didn't know him very well, but yeah, I heard him.
Well, the father knew him quite well, and he met him on the street. He tried to sell him some squash. He said, oh, no, he said, just the wife and I. He said, we'd never use squash. So the next morning, well, Dad had to stay overnight because he didn't get sold out, so he stayed over. The next morning, he drove out through the residence area, and the lady looked at him. Yes, he said, I'd like to have some. She said, would you take my check? Charlie, well, sure. So she bought several. Said she had, then he had to tell her about what Charlie had said the day before. They'd never used them, but he says, Charlie isn't doing cooking.
That's great.
That's way back when I was, well, I suppose that was probably, yeah, well, I was probably 12 years old at the
time. So. That is really something. All those things together that you grow in a garden are called what?
Vegetables.
Okay. Now, they grow any fruit in this area?
No. I tried it once or twice. But
what'd you try to grow?
I had some nice peaches, but it got a snowstorm that filled me, drifted to the top of the trees.
What do they call that, what do they call that hard thing inside the peach?
Pit.
Okay. And how about inside a cherry?
Pit.
Okay. Do they make a distinction among peaches depending on how they come off the seed there, off the pit?
Yes.
And what do they call those?
Freestone or clingstone.
Okay. Okay. And if you cook up peaches or apples or something like that, and you do something to
sweeten it and spice it for butter.
Okay. Or you can use the juice and make cook the juice up and make
gel.
Yeah, gel. Is that what they call it?
Gel or jelly?
Jelly. Okay. Okay. There was another plant I was wondering about. It's it grows usually after it rains in very damp and dark places. It kind of looks like a toad. It's sometimes called a toadstool. Do you know what that is?
Well, we've got toadstools and a mushroom.
All right, that's what mushroom. I was wondering about. Okay, those grow around
when
here.
When I was a boy, we used to gather the wild ones in the prairie, but not for a good many years. Hmm.
Now, I was wondering, when you were growing up, did your family ever eat dried out beef?
Dried beef?
Dried beef. You did?
Sometimes.
Now, what did you call that?
Oh, it's just dried beef.
Dried beef. You wouldn't have called it chip beef or jerky?
No.
Okay. And did your family raise hogs?
At times.
Okay. I was wondering what you would call salted pork. Is that what you'd call it? Salt pork?
Yeah.
Okay. With the different types of salt pork?
Sometimes you poke it into bacon.
Okay. Okay. You'd have never called it fatback, would you?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Okay. Can you ever remember if people would take the head of a hog and cook it up and make something?
Head cheese.
Okay.
Sure.
That's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
My daughter wanted to know not very long ago how they made head cheese. She had an opportunity to make some.